As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, July the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussions, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and or micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Mo. 65647. Received a wonderful lengthy email letter over the weekend. Always enjoy that. I love to get your letters. It gives me a chance to connect with your handwriting and your stamp and all of the other things. It really makes my day to get your letters. So P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Always enjoy hearing from the audience. Again, our big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis in Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number again remains 866-841-1065. That information, all of our contact information at the Become Vocal Local website, and also the archives, show archives, all of the show schedules, and so much more can be had right at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Precious metals, crude oils, and equities all in the decline on a U.S. dollar weakness, or that's what they claim anyway. Definitely we'll go there. Uncertainty remains high regarding the BP's Macondo patch. We'll touch on that briefly. Shadow government, fact or fiction, we might look at that, or a lengthy email that I received as well. 1099 filing fiasco, might mention a bit more of that. And if there is enough time in the last portion of the broadcast, we'll go back and visit once more with John Stuart Mill and his treatise on representative government. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for this morning, Monday, July the 19th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, finds gold trading off $8.50, trading at $1,184.50. Now below that 1190 route. Silver this morning down 12 cents, equally weak, if you will, $17.74. Whatever happened to my $19 silver? Anyhow, platinum off 13 bucks. You get the idea. Downtrend. Red ink, $1,494 a troy ounce. Palladium down 3 bucks at $445 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, lower lows and lower highs, $1,182.40 for a low, $1,195.70 for a high. But at $1,184.50, your gold is up $246.66 year to year for a 26.30 return on your investment. We'll be right back. Much, much more to come.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again right here on our Monday, July the 19th, 2010, broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Let's go back into our market report and close that out for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading down $8.50 off its very low closing on Friday, but now trading at $1,184.50. You might recall the last high was right around $1,265.20, and our low this morning at $1,184.50 shows you the depth that we have fallen to in so very few days. Anyway, will it rebound? Will it come back around? There's a lot of mixed feelings on that. But silver this morning down 12 cents at $17.74 an ounce. Platinum off 13 bucks at $1,494 an ounce. Palladium down $3 at $445 an ounce. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price fixers at $1,190.25. You can see we're $6 below that as of showtime, or at least an hour ago. SPDR gold shares remains unchanged over the weekend, holding 1,314.21 metric tons in their treasure chest, ostensibly valued at $50.24 billion at these spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average didn't do any better on Friday, closing down, if my numbers are right, 261, down 261 to 10,098 on the Dow. The NASDAQ went down, big moves as well, moved down 70, closed at 2179 on Friday. The S&P 500 off 32, closes at 1,065. The crude oil this morning off 29 cents a barrel, trades at $75.72 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index up just a fuzzy bit, up 3 basis points. It trades at 82.59, so that USDX continues to go down and down and down and down and crash on the deck, probably killing everyone below. Anyway, the Forex market this morning, the Canadian loonie, up 46 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso strengthening again against the U.S. dollar, up 40 basis points, yet still trades at 8 cents U.S. Your multiplier there is 12.8813 pesos per dollar, by the way. Your euro this morning up 1 basis point, trades at $1.29 U.S. The British pound off 35 at $1.53. The Swiss franc off 14 basis points at 95 cents U.S. So the Canadian loonie and the Swiss franc are still at parity with each other and closing in on the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond is yielding 0.59, moving down from last week. It's been moving down consistently now for the last 30 days. The 10-year moves down as well, is at 2.95%. The yield, these are the U.S. Treasuries. And the 30-year is yielding 3.97%. The mortgage market continues its decline as well. The 15-year mortgage this morning is 4.1%, down from 4.19% a month ago. And the 30-year is down at 4.59%. from 4.83 a month ago. This week on the market calendar, the economic calendar, this off of Econo Day, not a lot happening until Thursday. Today's going to be a very quiet day. Tomorrow we'll have the housing starts. Bernanke is scheduled to speak on July the 21st on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, the big stuff comes out, the jobless claims, existing home sales, leading indicators, natural gas, and so much more. So we'll be looking for Thursday as a game changer. Maybe we'll have another dead day on Friday, July the 23rd. Looks like it might go that way. You hear a lot about a lot about the British Petroleum over the weekend, whether or not they're going to have any success with this new valve arrangement or not. But here is a article off Bloomberg. Katarzynski Kilimanskaya. I don't know. They must have had. They must. She must live in. Well, maybe they brought. Maybe she's one of these Russian spies. I don't know. U.S. demands more data from BP as a seep found in the seabed. Okay, so we've been waiting to find out whether or not this these various seeps and plumes that we've heard about in the past. We're going to start raising their ugly heads, and it looks like that's a possibility. Anyway, I've got a browser that is just not participating in the morning's program. Just wants to play all kinds of games. It's exceedingly warm in southwest Missouri, has been, and it is causing nothing but mayhem. Let's see if we can get anything to work here this morning before I go into this article. Let's change this and see if we can go there. Well, now it's finally starting to try and do something. Let's see if, yes, finally. Okay, so I'm just going to have to be very careful the way that this thing is so hot. My little laptop has just been, the fan has just been going like crazy. See if we can get it to actually participate and play the game with us. If not, I'm going to set this thing aside. It's just being real, quite a bit of an inconvenient little guy trying to play all kinds of games. Let's jump over here. Go someplace else. We'll come back to the news, see if we can start this out. Received a rather interesting email from a listener and a longtime friend here in southwest Missouri. We'll come back to the news in a moment and see if the browser will cool down and do what it needs to do. But this is something that, you know, we've talked about a lot in the past. Everybody has questions. Unfortunately, our listener hasn't sent me any information as to who wrote this document or how it can be corroborated, but I'll just lay it out for you. There's a lot of stuff in here I know from my own experience that is at least credible, if not accurate, and just get a flavor for it. You know, we think about why is it that we have such an enormous disconnect between we the people and Washington, D.C., and largely, it's because Washington, D.C. is not anything near what we think it is. we're anticipating that this is the seat of government, where, and though it is the seat of government, the children are playing on the furniture and they're standing on top of the seat trying to break the back off the chair. What we really have there is a corporation. So I'm just going to read this. Let it go in your mind, float around a little bit, and see how it lines up with some of the research that you've done. This is Corporation USA. By 1871, a corporation known as, quote, the United States government, close quote, was formed. It trademarked the names United States, U.S., USA, USA without the periods, and America. The corporation was not well received by the people, and by the end of 1873, it was defunct, in other words, set aside. The corporation was reestablished in 1878, along with its trademarks. Corporate USA began issuing bonds to cover the expenses of running government. They continued to issue these bonds until by 1912, there were more bonds due than there was money in the treasury to pay for the bonds. Seven very powerful families had been buying up the bonds, and in 1912, they demanded their timely redemption. When corporate U.S. couldn't come up with the money due, its owner was obligated to pay. The Treasury of the United States of America did not have the sufficient funds to cover the bonds either, and to satisfy the obligations of the seven families, they seized the Treasury with all of its possessions. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So while the intensity of the heat builds here in my house in southwest Missouri, where it gets tremendously hot and humid, little laptop just whirring away trying to stay cool, we'll continue along and find out a bit more about this corporate USA. And there's a link that's been dropped by one of our chatters in the Become Vocal Local chat room that'll take you to an article that you could look at that seems to be very much along the same lines, backing up some of what we're sharing this morning. But continuing again, and in reiteration, the Treasury of the United States of America did not have sufficient funds to cover the bonds either and to satisfy the obligations of the seven families seized the Treasury with all of its possessions. Of course, the article here doesn't tell us the names of these seven families, unfortunately. By 1913, there was still no money for operating the government slash corporation, and if corporate U.S. didn't do something, the people would revolt against them. So corporate U.S. went to those seven very powerful families and asked if they could borrow money from them. The Federal Reserve Bank. The heads of those families made arrangements and provisions to the loan, to loan the money to corporate U.S. And on Jekyll Island in 1913, the Federal Reserve Bank was formed and agreed to fund corporate U.S. in their endeavors. And such an action would have been a gigantic violation of the law, but there wasn't any problem with a corporation doing such. The real problem is in the name. How does one tell the difference, the authors of this write, and again, I'm the listener that sent this link to me didn't include a URL or a link back, so I can't tell you where it's from. I'm just asking you to take it as fiction and listen and see how it lines up with the things that you've heard in the past. So how does one tell the difference between the corporation named, all caps, the United States government, and the government of the United States of America, all up low, uppercase and lowercase? What's worse, how do you tell the difference between the United States, a trust, and the body of government that represents the trust as trustees? And we've mentioned this idea that the original United States was established as a trust, and the quote-unquote United States, a trademark name for the United States government, right? Trademarks, copyrights, stamps, symbols, signals, all of this stuff, all right? This is what's being advanced here in this discussion. The answer is simple. You can't unless you know the context of what's being done. Of course, because you're never going to get this information in education. You don't get this information in your family. You don't get it around town. You don't have any idea that all of this is going on in the background and that there's a shadow government. And so we just proceed. We can carry on as if all things continue unchanged from our founding. The problem gets even larger when you take into consideration the fact that the officers of government are also the officers of the corporation. All right, so you go out and you vote for these Republicans and Democrats, and they are not only the elected, quote-unquote, officials, but they are also officers in this corporation. They were simultaneously appointed or elected into their offices, both in the corporation and in the government at the same time. So it is very important, then, you go back and you take a look at these various oaths of offices and any of the secret contracts that have been signed by the various and sundry government officials. Like their wage contract, you know, how they get paid. I was told once a long time ago by Senator William Kiskaden, I believe in Washington State, when I was running for the Washington State House of Representatives back in the 80s, that for a junior legislator, the first thing that you really do is that you find out where you park your car, you find out where your seat is in the House, you try and find an apartment and a place to eat and maybe a roommate. And that's about all you get done before you start running for re-election again. So you get your paycheck from the government, and you pose as a lawmaker. Anyway, continuing, in virtually every way, the name of their offices and their responsibilities as corporate officials and as government officers were coincidental. There was no conflict in interest because the corporation's purpose was to fulfill the business needs of the government. You can see a clever scheme this is all was. The author writes, I'm not going into all of the details and ramifications of the arrangements between corporate U.S. and the Federal Reserve Bank. The fact of the matter is, this author states, colon, where the government couldn't lawfully be involved with the Federal Reserve Bank, the corporation can be. So we go, oh, this is unconstitutional. Well, it might be for a constitutionally convened government, but it's not unconstitutional for the corporation. It may be unconstitutional for a Kenyan mulatto of dubious national origin and birth to be a president of the United States, the government, the Constitution, but there's certainly no problem with him being the president of the corporation, right? As long as the bank likes him as a president, and as long as the City of London and the Lord Mayor give him the nod. Where the government couldn't lawfully be involved with the Federal Reserve Bank, the corporation can be. Having recognized the Federal Reserve link with corporate U.S., let's again jump forward through history, the author writes. For the purposes of this article, I'm going to jump right over the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 and the Emergency War Powers Act of 1933. Though those acts are very important in relation to the war we're involved in today, they won't affect the outcome of this presentation of history. And in this presentation, I want to stick with the money and corporate USA. The UN, the IMF, and the World Bank. So we jump from 1913 and the setting of the Federal Reserve Bank as the financier of corporate U.S. to 1944 and World War II. The war was winding down and a new player enters the scene, the United Nations and their creations, the International Monetary Fund, or the IMF, and the World Bank for Reconstruction and Development, also known as the World Bank. So now we have the IMF, the World Bank, and their parent, the United Nations. And then he continues, and he or she continues, and says, make sure you're sitting down for this one. We turn now to the United States Code, USC, Title 22, Subsection 286, and read the following, quote, in Section 286, acceptance of membership by the United States in International Monetary Fund, quote, the President is hereby authorized to accept membership for the United States in the International Monetary Fund, parenthetically, hereinafter referred to as the, quote, unquote, fund, and in the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, parenthetically, hereinafter referred to as the quote-unquote bank, provided for by the Articles of Agreement of the Fund and the Articles of Agreement of the Bank as set forth in the final act of the United Nations Monetary and Financial Conference dated July the 22nd, 1944. And deposited in the archives of the Department of State, July 31st, 1945, in Chapter 339, Section 259, Stat 512. The short titles may be cited as the Bretton Woods Agreements Act, quote, other provisions, par value modification for the congressional direction that the Secretary of the Treasury maintain the value in terms of gold of the Inter-American Development Bank's holdings of United States dollars following the establishment of a par value of the dollar at $38 for a fine troy ounce of gold pursuant to the Par Value Modification Act, and for the authorization of the appropriations necessary to provide such maintenance of value, see 31 U.S.C. Section 449A. Close quote. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. You're certainly welcome to call in throughout the broadcast. I'm going through, and we do have a caller online. I'll be going to the caller in a moment. But we're going through a document here that is rather challenging for some people, perhaps, to understand. Of course, much of this has been out and floating around on the interwebs ever since day one. But it has been the focus of considerable shortwave chatter and banter for years and years and years. But this particular author has coalesced it, brought it together quite well. And as I said, there are no citations. This was sent to me by a listener. I will always prefer when you send me emails, folks, with research, that you at least give me the URL where you found the document. But this is fairly close to what I understand to be accurate. And so I'm just sharing it with you for whatever it's worth. This will be the whatever it's worth department this morning. But let's go to our caller right now and say good morning, caller. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, good morning, William. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Is this Jeff?
Hello? No, this is Johnny.
Okay, Johnny.
John out of Joplin.
Okay, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was just wanting to give you a call. I'll try to stay on topic here. I just wanted to talk a little bit about, sharing some information with you about what I term the joy of becoming vocal local. I know that, we had an Ozark Property Rights Congress meeting last week, and we had, about three candidates up there running for the 130th, 133rd districts for the state rep. And there was the amount of joy I get from getting up there and, you know, confronting them with hardball questions, railing against them, so to speak, and having everyone pile in and watching them squirm and hang themselves in front of a packed house is quite a sight to behold. But one thing that I was wanting to talk to you a little bit about concerning this corporate governance system, and I think it's on topic as far as what we went over during that property rights meeting, is that, you know, a lot of us were talking about upholding the Constitution and the constitutional form of government and all of these things, but I think what you're pointing out here certainly indicates that that is not the name of the game. Those aren't the rules, and those aren't the definitions of the terms that we're working under.
Absolutely. Absolutely, John. Absolutely, John. And that's one of the reasons why what I try and do here is emphasize the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. We're not operating under the Constitution. We don't have access to a constitutional court system. We don't have an executive branch. We don't have any separation of powers. We have no publicity in this country. And so when I bring out this information and encourage people to become vocal local and to start their local voting precinct groups, it's to jumpstart this this system of government that has been taken away from us. But you're right. When you go to these meetings like the Ozark Property Rights Congress and have an opportunity to go mano a mano and toe to toe without having a moderated room, it really does become the truth serum in your community and represents, in my mind, John, a revisiting of the old town hall. But go ahead.
Well, the other question I was wanting to ask you a question about justice, about a redress of grievances. Whenever you have a bunch of politicians up there who are agents of the corporation, so to speak, and I know that you touched on this in the past, where you have a corporation is something that is a limited liability corporation. These types of things are set up to sort of shield a lot of the principals from any sort of legal action. Because, as you point out as well, a lot of these folks, I mean, we should get the Tower of Justice out there for most of these people.
Well, yeah, and understanding, and you're tying in really well back to the study that we did from Dillavue and Howard's Principles of Business Law, and I think that it is absolutely essential for us to keep it in mind, this idea of principals, agents, and third parties, and understand that they're always changing hats as they move through the corporate structure. At one moment in commerce, the person could be a principal, the next moment they could be an agent, and the next moment they could be a third party, so things are not fixed. There are no absolutes when you're dealing in commerce.
Right. And what do you think is the path to that justice to bringing some of these people to bear for the actions that they've done within the corporation?
Well, one of the things I think that is absolutely essential is getting people to understand that there's a problem. Until people really understand the problem and then embrace that, accept it, come to some acceptance on that, there's going to be very little change. But additionally, we need to have those people who have run for office. They were recruited, let's say, by the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. They've run for office. They go in, they take their oath, and they're standing there. But they're standing there in total ignorance of what it is that they're doing. And if we could inform our elected officials of this fraud and get them to come to terms with it and come to grips with it and perhaps to question why they're there, we could see a mass exodus from the House in Jefferson City. We could see a mass exodus from even the House in the U.S. Congress and have the people just retire. Now, that goes back to England and the idea of basically just canceling Parliament. And, I mean, that was a real problem because then you have no representation. But is this what passes as representation any better for we, the people, today than were we having no representation whatsoever and we shut off their cash cow? I mean, if we could actually get them just to say, that's it, yeah, this charade stops here thus far and no further, there might be something in that. But it's a process, and again, you know, John, and you're well, you've been following the broadcast since the beginning, and I thank you for that. But the idea of going in and getting involved in the county committees, they are corporations, and be gaining a majority in both parties would be able, would give us the opportunity to come together, bring the parties together in a convention of the whole, a meeting of the whole, where all of this material could be hashed out. And I think that if the majority of the people that in their lot, in their past have held these belief systems, these party, specialist party belief systems, if they knew the depth of the fraud that they were involved with and their part, their complicity in it, like I said, I think the whole system would just come unglued.
Yeah, well, and I that brings to me to another question. It's about getting in some of in some of these corporations, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, whichever party it is that you get involved with at the county level with the committees and these types of things. I mean, I have a I don't know, maybe out of principle, I just have a difficult time being concealing my my desire to completely you know, turn over that whole system and bring this fruit to bear. But my question is that, you know, whenever you get into this system, I mean, how far can a person get if they're in there, you know, telling people, listen, this whole thing's wrong, all of these types of things are totally against the law. I mean, how are you going to get invited to run for an election if you're out there basically telling, you know, the two-party system to go to hell?
Well, that's
I mean, you got to be on the ballot, and yeah, you got to be a part of the party.
That's exactly right. And so at the level of the county committee man and the county committee woman, I'm on the ballot here in the Exeter precinct, running against, not only is he the county commissioner, but he and his wife are county committee man and county committee woman for this precinct. He's also, I believe, on the legislative committee and the Senate committee. So he's principally involved in selecting senators and legislators. And so This would be a very difficult man to unseat just from his popularity. So we'll see how the election goes in 2 weeks. But what is more important than that is that being inside of the system, if we could get enough people inside of the system, then we could alter the discussion at the, let's say, the bean feeds and the barbecues. And instead of standing around slapping and clapping everybody on the back for the pork barrel and the gravy train and onward Christian soldiers, we might be able to change the dialogue. And see, part of this, John, in my opinion, is not only bringing in intelligence to the discussion, but also sowing the seeds of doubt. We're dealing with belief systems, and until their belief system can be shattered, they'll continue to proceed.
Yes, and these belief systems, I mean, a lot of those things that you bring out, like you're on the John Stuart Mill, you've been on for a while, these doctrines are so incredibly seductive that, I mean, even if you're of supreme intelligence, or more intelligent than I am, I could sort of certainly see how seductive a lot of these doctrines are.
Yeah, stay with me if you can. Like, stay with me if you can, John. We're right up against a break. We'll bring you back in three.
Yeah.
Stay with us, folks.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, This documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Rebel Path. Sundays.
And we have returned, and we're visiting with John from Joplin, Missouri. Folks, you're certainly welcome to call in, weigh in on this topic. It's 866-841-1065. We've got a raging fraud going on in this country. We have people that are up to their eyeballs in belief systems, believing in things that just are puff and smoke. They really just don't exist the way that most people conceive of them. And this, in my opinion, John, is really part of the problem. The idea that those of us, let's say, that do energize within the system would be, let's say, the Martin Luthers and the Calvins and the Zwinglis, even the Philip Melanchthons of the Reformation, at a time when there was only the established church. And they were trying to come in and say, hey, wait a minute, this isn't right. What you're doing is a perversion of what faith that you profess to be, you know, believing in. And so it's dangerous. Every time that you go out into this zone and start challenging belief systems, you're going to be branded as a heretic. And so, you know, it's not for the timid. It's not for the lighthearted. And unfortunately, in this vicinity, I haven't seen that many people who are actually have the testicular fortitude put their name on the ballot and step up.
Yeah. Well, and you make a good point, especially about belief systems. One thing I want to point out, too, is that whenever you shatter either your own belief systems or if you're working to bring sow seeds of doubt, as you had said earlier, in some of these other belief systems, something needs to be there to replace it. Exactly. And that's the challenging part because
you're right, John. And this again. Let me jump in here. This again is where I begin each day. You know, and I'm talking about the idea of the difference between freedom and liberty. Liberty is this almost a necessary condition when we have people, like you could say, unequally yoked. But freedom is that goal that is something that you can reach for continuously throughout this generation, the next, and the next, as we experience greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. And so I think that you're right. In order to get people to come on board, they really have to have something that's not an immediate grasp, something that's just a little bit beyond their grasp always, so they're constantly reaching and moving forward into the future rather than looking constantly in the rearview mirrors of the past. But belief systems are exceedingly difficult to work with, and so it takes philosophy, it takes a lot of religion, if you will, it takes a lot of psychology, if you will, it takes gamesmanship, statesmanship, and all of those things, because if we can get people to understand that they're believing a lie and advancing a lie, then we might start to have a restoration in our time. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much all I have to say, you know, and I think you've seen some of the more tortured emails that I wrestle with this issue of belief systems a lot, because I understand that you do have to, you don't live in a vacuum. You have to operate in this world. And, you know, a lot of folks, you know, you got to have something there to come back up. You know, you have to build it back up, you know what I mean? And I guess one technique that I use a lot of times is, you know, my beliefs, I usually ascribe to them, you know, and there are certain issues in them that are doubtful, and there's certain things that I have a certain amount of doubt in a certain logical realm, but for some reason they seem to always work. And it's a mystery to me, and it's something that I continue to try to flesh out and try to figure out. I haven't abandoned my beliefs in any way, shape, or form because they seem to work. They always seem to work. Now, as to whether or not where they're going towards, that remains to be seen. I think that St. Paul said it best when he said, "Hope is what is it? The hope is those things that we hope for things that we cannot see. For what it is that you do see, what is there to be hoped for?" I believe is something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing. But it's a very hard topic to wrestle with, belief systems, certainly.
That's
really all I have to say.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your call, John. Yeah, very good points, and this really is the $300 question. You know, is to try and to figure out how we can go through this transformation that's necessary and actually come to a better way of living. But really, we're going to have to get out of commerce. You know, they say the love of money is the root of all evil. And I would say, listeners, that in all of the emails that I get, now I get probably a majority, if you were to just use a simple rule of numbers, I get a majority of tips and information. But of the personal emails that I get in regards to becoming vocal local, the majority of them are right in the same place where John is coming from, is because we really are getting down into an understanding of belief systems, and we're starting to come to some terms with belief systems that have been inculcated among the people for some 2,000 years, and we're going to need to come to a better understanding of who we are and whose we are. And I always use that as the point of beginning. That's the departure. If you understand, we're going to get a little bit of that in this article that we're reading this morning, but we need to know who we are and we need to know whose we are. Now let's go back to the phones. We've got someone calling in on Skype. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Go ahead, caller.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you absolutely perfect.
Can you hear? Okay, that's fine. Thank you. It's Jeff, Snake Man Jeff's calling from Montreal, Canada. Good morning.
Good morning, Snake.
Thank you for taking the call. Good morning. Just wanted to tag along with that last caller as well, and I just put a comment in the chat room. The tree of liberty must be hosed down every day, and, you know, I'm not really concerned about trampling on someone's belief systems if their belief systems are askew. I think it's your duty, your moral duty, your ethical duty to do that in a way that can bring them out of their paradigm, if it's possible. And if it's not, then to move on. And I would apply that even to becoming vocal local within a political party or within a corporation or with any type of system, is to not necessarily broadcast your belief system to others. Maybe perhaps just keep it to yourself. All you have to do is vote no in the council. So you don't necessarily have to bring out your belief systems and share them with everybody on the panel. You just have to exercise your power when it comes to exercising your power. Your thoughts or comments on that?
Well, absolutely, and this is so very critical, is that it's one thing to stand outside, and I've made this, you know, to the point that it's redundant and becoming trite on this broadcast, but it's one thing to stand out on the sidewalk with a bullhorn and try and shout down the walls of government. It's another creature altogether to take a seat at the table, be part of the discussion, and then, as you said, yes, you can cast your vote, and just like Dr. Paul has built a history of being Dr. No, I would like to be remembered as William the Repealer. I would like to get rid of about 99 9/10% of what has passed for law in the last 100 years. But you've got to be in a position where you can bring this box of moldy, dusty legislation onto the floor and vote to repeal either by section or by wholesale of this material. And without a voice, if you can't become vocal local, if you have no voice, you're just an also-ran.
Absolutely. You, I guess you would be considered a yard egg.
Exactly.
Will, always great listening to your show. Maybe one more point. As far as standing outside City Hall with a bullhorn, I mean, that's all right and dandy for some people. But once we get into that position of power, and there have been people that have tried. Medina from Texas.
Yes,
you're right. I think she had the right idea. I think she just I don't know. Maybe like your comments on that, because I didn't hear your coverage on that. But we all need to become quote unquote vocal local and get into our local chapters of quote unquote power systems. And the more of us there are, the less difficult it will be to sway someone's belief systems. I actually believe that people's belief systems can be changed within a second if you can show them the truth, the real truth, whatever the truth that might be to you.
Jeff, it's like a nanosecond. I can see it in their eyes. You know, I had a wonderful dog. I loved that old dog just absolutely dearly, and I was with her at the moment that she passed over, and I could see the light go out of her eyes. But it's just exactly the same when you're working with someone locally. You can see the light come into their eyes. You know that they just got it, and from that time forward, it's a changed person. Folks, we have victories. We can make victories. We'll be back right after the top of the hour break. Stay with
absolutely.
Us. And stay with us if you'd like, Jeff, as well.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, July the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first hour, I had a little bit of a browser malfunction. It's very, very warm here in southwest Missouri. The little fan is just running overtime and the browser's not functioning properly. So we set aside the big bale of news and went into the email box and are sharing an article that was sent to me by one of our listeners, a longtime friend here locally, in regards to the Constitution. Of course, that triggered calls. Your calls are certainly welcome, folks, at 866-841-1065. You can also log on, bookmark our Become Vocal Local webpage. Not much going on the webpage, but the chat room is active every day, and I pop in and out of the chat room throughout the broadcast. So if you'd like to join the chat, you can go there to becomevocallocal.com, or even quicker, vocallocal.org, and go right into that. You can call in throughout the broadcast. If you're in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014, or if you happen to have unlimited long-distance access. And again, you can call in at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Perhaps you've got a piece of news, piece of information you want to share with me and the audience. Maybe you've got a guest in mind that you'd like to have me bring on there. You can always contact me at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. To call in, numbers 866-841-1065. You can call in and get your thoughts on air, as our caller Jeff from Canada has done. Jeff, let's continue the discussion.
Well, okay, I just had a few rambling thoughts as we were in the commercial break there about Canada and the difference between the United States. And I was about to say, you know, I wouldn't enter that cesspool we call the political system in the United States. You probably couldn't pay me enough money because of the amount of corruption that's in that system. But, you know, we have a paper ballot system here in Canada, unlike your political voting machine fraud in the United States. And that doesn't mean anything. Having a paper ballot or, in my opinion, having a voting machine that can fraud your vote, it's no different. You know, as I said before in the chat room, it's not your vote that counts. It's the person who's counting the vote that counts. And fraud can happen and occur after that ballot box is sealed and delivered to whoever counts those votes. So,
well, that is certainly a problem, Jeff. And here in Missouri, various different units are used. What we have in this state is a constitutional amendment that was brought in the 1940s. I think it was a 1944 or 1945 constitutional convention, wherein it states that voting shall be by ballot or by voting machine, and that's the only way that we can vote in this state. Now, U.S. Senator Kit Bond from Missouri and Congressman Roy Blunt, but Senator Kit Bond principally, was the sponsor of the Help America Vote Act of 2000. Now, he is a former governor of this state. He would certainly know that the system that he was bringing forward as a national voting system would be in violation of the Constitution for the state of Missouri. Missouri. And so I was on this thing and instantly, as soon as I heard about it. But now the differences in verbiage and vernacular, always words have meanings. Their meanings are important, and how they're used is terribly important. So when we say voting machines, we advance a meme that is inaccurate. These are voting devices. These are electronic voting devices. What our constitutional convention had in mind, and I have the notes from the convention and the committee meeting, what they had in mind was a voting machine. It looks like an Iron Maiden. It's all has to do with pressure and force and levers and dials. It has nothing to do with these electronic voting devices. We'll pick it up there with voting on the other side of this break, folks. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we are back once again right here on our Monday, July the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. The call lines are open. Call-in number is 866-841-1065. Speaking with Jeff from Canada in regards now to voting and how that plays into all of this as well, Jeff. And so the idea I was trying to advance there is that there are constitutional prohibitions about going into any other form of voting in this state than a paper ballot or a voting machine. And, of course, unless you've got these big contraptions that they wheel in and out and keep in storage, you're not dealing with a voting machine. And these what they're using in Missouri or a combination between the touchscreen voting in the urban areas like St. Louis and Kansas City, and then the flat plate scanners, which are far preferable in that in the more rural areas. But again, here now we have a paper ballot. So we are proving that, yes, in fact, and indeed, we can actually have a paper ballot. We don't need punch cards or some other voodoo. We've got a paper ballot, and we have black marking pens, and we select the individual that we want or the initiative that we want to vote for. So we're proving that we can do paper ballots, and then they run the paper ballot through an automatic counter, and they're, you know, you can say, okay, well, that's good, that's bad. Certainly, the paper ballot proves evidence of that. I think that if we were to go back to the idea of not leaving the poll until such time as the election judges had corroborated the findings of the electronic device with their own tally, and this could be done simply by getting pizzas and inviting in a team of high school students or anybody with calculators. You could have a high school students come in, and you could have another group come in, and they would sit down and quickly go through the ballots, count everything, match them up, and when they had the right number, they could enjoy the pizzas and the sodas or something. But the idea here is another reason why we need to become vocal local, Jeff, because it is the election authority, your local election authority, your county clerks that dictate how elections will be conducted. And I work diligently to try and bring light to this issue with the County Clerks Association of Missouri and keep them away from the electronic voting devices, but I wasn't able to succeed in that, which means, again, we've got to go back inside the beast, the belly of the beast, and make sure that it happens from the corporate side so that we can start to even again think about moving back to a constitutional form of government. So it's a complicated issue, but these are things that we can do locally. And when you have that conversation the first time, folks, with your county clerk, as I did, I'm going to tell you, this woman was absolutely aghast. And when she decided, you know, she assured me, Jeff, that she was not going to go to an electronic voting devices in McDonald County. This would be Joy Helm, the county clerk at that time. She assured me that she was not going there. And then I get this telephone call just a few weeks before the election, and she's all real timid and weepy, and she just wanted to let me know that she'd been under a lot of pressure to go to this new system, and that she was sorry to tell me that you know, she was going to use it. So, and then she did. She very soon thereafter was replaced as the county clerk. But these are things that we can do. It's not going to be an easy battle, but they're things that we can do.
That. There are more of the us than there are of them, and all of those people at the local level can be and will be replaced by people like yourself, myself, or other people that have the, you know, who understand how the game works. And as long, if you could just be the county commissioner for one voting cycle and make sure that it goes well, then you've done your job.
Well, as John Stuart Mill said,
after that, for a corporate robot.
Yeah, as John Stuart Mill says in his book, and we'll be getting to that section hopefully, not today, but in a future broadcast, the people that you really would like to have in office are people who don't want to be there. People who are just, you know, really almost have to...
There you go.
People that have to be forced, and as soon as somebody shows or expresses a real interest in being a county commissioner, you need to look for somebody else because you ain't found the man yet. This is a task like digging a new latrine, you know. Nobody really wants to do it, but we all accept that we need it, you know. So
just like our political representatives, and if a political representative expresses the zeal to represent you, you need to put that person under a microscope, because this person's probably a psychopath who likes power. I don't think.
Oh, my goodness. He's dropped. You're welcome to call back, Jeff. I'll put it in the chat. Let's go to our next caller and say good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You're on air. Second Skype caller, you're on air. Going once, going twice. And you're gone. Okay, well, Jeff, you're certainly welcome to call back in. Anybody in the chat room, let Jeff, Snake Man Jeff, know that he can call back in. Skype had a morning issue and dropped his call in mid-sentence, which it sometimes will do even to me. Certainly an equal opportunity hater that Skype can be from time to time. But let's go back into this. You know, folks, it's so important. I've been trying for the last 2 years to get people to understand how absolutely essential it is to get started right where you are. Rather than looking out beyond, you know, over Washington, D.C., we'll get to Washington, D.C. But until we start getting control of these parties and start, you know, getting a bridle on them and start, you know, getting the reins of power in our hands, there's no hope for Washington, D.C. It's real estate suitable for urban renewal, although it would make a nice theme park. But anyway, let's go back to this discussion, because what we're dealing with, even locally, we're still dealing with corporate officers, you know, the corporate Keystone Copper Cops, as another host calls them. But we're still dealing with a corporation. This is a charade. It's a fraud. This is not, these are not your elected officials. We need to go back, number one, to having a government instead of a corporation. And then, when we're safely set up in that regard, then and only then can we think about making any real changes. But we're going to have a process I call Operation Clean Sweep, which may take as much as 12 years just to sweep all the garbage out. Let's try this again and say, good morning, caller. 954 area code. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm just calling in to listen.
You're calling
in? Yeah, calling in to listen.
That's fine. You can certainly do that. It's always always your privilege, and I will not disturb you again. But so anyway, let's go back in and discuss this continuing. And then they bring out this author in this article that we started in the first hour, talks about the quitclaim deed. Again, we're talking about a corporation here. This is not the kind of government our founders had in mind. This is something that was created by these seven powerful families that gained, basically bought up the debt or holding enough of the debt of the United States that they were actually able to force the Treasury to relinquish all properties and possessions to them. So let's continue. Quitclaim deed. The act further transfers the assets of the United States Treasury to the International Monetary Fund. So now we're up after post-World War II, the IMF and the World Bank. By stating words to the effect of, quote, the United States Treasury is now the individual drawing account of the International Monetary Fund, the U.S. Treasury, the U.S. Treasury. So Timothy Geithner is sitting there in charge, if you will, of the individual drawing account of the IMF. And think about it, he says, the president, well, we're going to get to the president, the thoughts and your calls as well, right after these words from our sponsors, 866-841-1065.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the Matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we've returned once again, and we're looking at this very interesting document in regards to the United States being a corporation. The lines are open for your comments and questions, 866-841-1065. Before I go back to Jeff, let me just simply say that we've got a lot of people out there that are really down on groups, okay? And I'm no fan of groups either. I wish it wasn't necessary. But the groups that I'm most strongly opposed to are all of the various Bugs and Bunny groups and all of the tens of thousands of groups that have been created that are special interests. They're lobbies, actually, like the World Wildlife Federation, the Sierra Club, and the Nature Conservancy, and so many along that. Even, you know, having the Knights of Columbus in our midst, and the influence that they have, the Chambres du Commerce, etc., the influence that they have, the International Chamber of Commerce, the Bar Association, and so on and so forth. It's called pluralism, and I've talked about that in the past on the broadcast. Pluralism. You need to look into it. This is a very clever way of doing end run around constitutions. It breaks up a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government by giving all of these various and sundry specious contrivances, private non-profit corporations, the opportunity to get in and finance the politicians and run campaigns and do advertising right up to the days of the election and so on and so forth. But the groups that I'm talking about are like the local town halls. This is your local voting precinct group. These are neighbors coming together, meeting mano a mano, you know, children playing in the back. You know, the ladies bring in cookies, and boy, I'll tell you, I'll work hard for cookies and brownies. But, you know, having a little bit of social time, is, you could almost think of it as the knitting bee or, you know, playing cards together. It's like the community club or the community center in a community building or your local church in the basement or something. It's the idea of having a local voting precinct group where you get together and you share the product of your research, the questions, concerns that you have, not so much dependent upon the nightly news, not so much dependent upon the blogosphere, but just talking one with the other. And then you're finding that reluctant individual that you feel that would be most likely to serve your interests well with inside the system. And you would advance that person up as a candidate, perhaps for office, various office holders, as government is as necessary, as is every breath that you take. But let's go back to the phone. We'll talk to Jeff again from Canada. Jeff, sorry about that. Skype sometimes just gets a grumble in its belly and kicks people out.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as yard eggs that sit around the yard and do nothing except blame and complain. You know, the paper ballot, just like the Constitution, is just a piece of paper, and it's just that. And it has no more importance than that. It's what's in your heart and what's in your soul, in my opinion. And as far as the political process, yes, you're looking for the most reluctant person within your group to take that position within that power system and hold on to that power or that position as long as they can, or for even just one cycle. Like I said, that tree of liberty needs to be hosed down now, probably on a daily basis. It's just so corrupt. But that shouldn't stop one from forming groups and becoming vocal local. That shouldn't dissuade you from becoming a part of the process, no matter how you decide to make yourself vocal, whether within the system or outside the system. I prefer to stay outside the system. I mean, I am very cynical about the Queen. I'm very cynical about our monarchistic government that we have. I really don't think it represents anything. And the people to go after, I guess, would not be the people that are not awake. It would be the people that are think they're awake, that are going, actually still going to the polls. These are the people that are still drinking the Kool-Aid that believe in the left-right paradigm, right?
Well, there's two groups that are really on my radar screen all the time. One of those groups, of course, from an empathetic standpoint, are all the people that are just walking around inside of the dream. You know, I put out a lot of material every year, not so much since I've been on the radio because I'm investing so much time and energy in this. But before, I used to put out just thousands. I've given away thousands of pocket constitutions, tons of books. I mean, I buy whole cases of books. Very expensive sometimes. I gave away an entire case of FAAX, Road to Serfdom, the University of Chicago Press edition, at $12 a volume. I find somebody that seemed like they had their mind turned on, and I just step to the car and grab them a volume and just say, here, read this. You know, that sort of stuff. And I've given away cases of books and that kind of thing in the past. But the other people that are on my radar are those who are inside of positions of power who are absolutely aware of the charade and the masquerade as your friends and the good guy in the community, and they keep this knowledge secret even from the elected officials. And those are the ones that are on my, you know, it's not just the NSA and the CIA and the FBI that can make databases. We the people can make databases too, but you have to know the people that live in your county. And it takes time. You have to, you know, scour the local newspapers and watch who the Freemasons' masters are at the lodges and all of that. And who are all the priests and preachers and priests and things like that, and all the attorneys. Look, follow the contracts, who's getting what, whose relatives are marrying whom, follow the obituaries, the marriage pages. It's quite a patent place in some of these counties, especially the rural ones. And so there's much that we can do right here on the ground. And if we had somebody working diligently in every county, building up groups in local voting precincts, again, this is an opportunity to be eyes and ears on the ground and working with people on real issues, on real things. And when it comes down to, let's say, blocking something and from the county level, whether it's a school board initiative or whether they're going to build another gymnasium or something like that, this is where you draw your people from. You get up to a time right now where we're just 2 weeks away from the election. You're going to lose to the established political party system because they've got these contacts already made. And that's why we have to be Johnny on the spot and do this in advance, Jeff.
Agreed. I couldn't say it any better, and I want to thank you again for giving me all that time today, William, and thanks again.
Well, thank you for calling in, Jeff, and I always appreciate you coming into the chat room, and I like it when we do get a chance. We don't get a chance on air to talk very often, and you know, listeners, don't be shy. You know, I'm not going to bite anybody. If I'm touching on something that you either agree with, disagree with, you know, you want to chew me out, you know, I'm ready. But as I like to start the broadcast, show me your facts, show me the law, and bring forward your evidence, and then I'll listen, and I'll listen with my whole mind. But let's go back to this discussion here, this email that was sent to me. It's very challenging to understand that we don't have what we think we have. We're dealing with a corporation. So all the people out there today that are running for office, maybe you've heard them in a meeting. They're running for a state representative position. They're running for a governorship. They're running for a federal position. Are they actually aware that of the deception that they're part of, or are they not? And in the course of the years that they're there, when they learn of the deception, will they throw away all of their constitution-mindedness and just go along to get along and go in nose down into the feed trough and make a fortune for themselves, as so many do? Or will they stand up and say, not just no, but hell no to this fraud, and I'm going to use everything that I've got in me, even to death, if necessary. Like Jeff said, we need to hose down that tree of liberty from time to time, and unfortunately it's with the blood of patriots and tyrants. But here, let's back to this. Think about it. Quote, the president is hereby authorized to accept membership for the United States and the IMF, close quote. The president is authorized by whom? Congress? Well, even if Congress did authorize it, where did they get the authority to do so? Certainly not from the Constitution. And Congress can't lawfully do anything the Constitution doesn't authorize them to do. So you see, we're uncovering a fraud here. We're uncovering a major crime, a treason, treason against the states. That's a hanging offense. That's a palace of justice in Washington, D.C., with 525 nooses. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we're just working our way down through this particular writing, trying to find a little bit about more about this idea is what we have passing for government today, nothing more than just a corporation Or is it our government in disguise? What's going on? But the author here says again, well, even if Congress did authorize it, where'd they get the authority to do so? Certainly not from the Constitution. Congress can't lawfully do anything the Constitution doesn't authorize them to do. And I have to add, and I've mentioned this numerous times, whether you're dealing with town government, city government, municipal government, county government, whether you're dealing with state government or federal government, oftentimes the most rapid way of remedying something is to reverse the process that got you the problem initially. And so anything that Congress has done, Congress can undo if and when there's political will to do so. And public opinion and cross-currents of public opinion, I mean, the writings are so dry, but maybe we need to go back to Albert Van Dyce and visit with his writings again one more time in the future. But public opinion and cross-currents of public opinion have for eons influenced law and legislation. You know, you think of the laws of nature and nature's God. All men are, you know, created equal and, you know, given, you know, blah, blah, blah. I've gone through all that before in the Declaration. The laws of nature and nature's God were part of the public opinion of the time. And they still are, actually, in my opinion. But they have a major impact. And so you can see the impact that the Tea Parties have had since then, the Ron Paul Revolution have had, Ernest Hancock and all the people that made that happen, and myself included, and along with a lot of others as meetup organizers for the, I was meetup organizer for the Ron Paul Rocky Comfort, Ron Paul 2008, blah, 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 whatever it was. Meetup group number 56 out of that great long line that came after that. But the idea is that you can actually alter law and legislation through public opinion. This is part of the become vocal local idea. So, continuing, the Constitution plainly states the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. The Ninth Amendment says, quote, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. And the Tenth Amendment furthers this by joining the IMF is obviously an international agreement, and any good dictionary will define, quote, an agreement between nations, close quote, as a treaty. A treaty. The Constitution is very specific on how treaties are to be engaged in with this nation. First, the President signs the treaty, and second, the Senate ratifies his signature with a two-thirds majority vote. Really, you don't need to say majority. It's just a two-thirds vote. And that didn't happen here. So if the right wasn't given in the Constitution, Congress can't take it and just give it to the president. Excuse me. So this act states that authorization came from the United Nations instead of from Congress. How many times have I tried to draw the United Nations back into the discussion again? We need to understand that abortion on the slaughterhouse on the banks of the East River in New York is a poison pill. And Black Rock, Black Stone, we hear all about that, you know, Black Rock. Well, go in and look in the meditation chamber in the United Nations. You'll find that Black Rock. But this act, again, states that authorization came from the United Nations instead of from Congress, provided for as set forth in the final act of the United Nations. So all of this stuff is going to have to be set aside. All of it's going to have to be undone. And I can assure you that, you know, marching on Washington with your black powder rifles and coonskin caps, boys, isn't going to fly this time because they'll bring CENTCOM and every other kind of comm that they got, including the CHICOMs, again, yeah, through the United Nations and the Crown and Parliament assembled in the City of London. There was no treaty with the United Nations until December the 20th, 1945, 5 months later, so the UN could not exercise its treaty with the corporate U.S. In other words, what the author is saying here is that the treaty is dated too early to even be a work of the United Nations. So there's another lie. He says, now hold on a second. There are just plain too many things going on here that can't be, too many conflicts. Even in a corrupt government, they'd never get away with it. He says, I was watching Star Trek one time when Spock explained a logical solution to an identity problem like this. Here's the quote from Spock. Quote, when you examine the solutions and you discover what cannot be, the solution can be, well, only whatever is left, close quote. And he says, that's the problem here. In law, it cannot be what it seems to be. It's a charade, folks. It's a scam. It's fraud. The United States of America cannot be a member of the IMF, and the Treasury of the United States of America cannot be turned over to a foreign bank's control. The only thing left is they must be talking about corporate USA, which is only a corporation, and I can find nothing, the author writes, that says a corporation cannot quit claim deed itself to another owner. In other words, British Petroleum could quit claim its interest in the Prudhoe Bay oil fields to, let's say, Apache or Exxon or any other suitor for their interests. That they could do. Now think about it, the author continues, and this time, instead of thinking about the government did it because they couldn't have, think about the corporation, okay? In that case, where it says the president is hereby authorized to accept membership for the United States as used here can only mean the trademark name for the corporation known as the United States government. In other words, the corporation formed in 1878 and not the government. Want further confirmation? Okay. In the, quote, other provisions, close quote, section, it talks about, quote, the Secretary of Treasury, close quote, which is an officer of the corporation only. An officer of the corporation only. Have you ever been able to buy, you know, vote for the Secretary of Treasury? No. It's an appointment. It's an officer of the corporation. That position does not exist in the national government. The relatively equivalent position in national government is the treasurer of the United States of America. You look on your $1 bill and any of the other FRNs that are out there, and you'll see those two signatures. You'll see those two signatures. One of them is the Secretary of the Treasury. The other is the Treasurer of the United States of America. We never hear any words from the Treasurer of the United States of America. Probably has a small office, a computer, and a box of pizza delivered at noon every day. As a matter of fact, when you review the whole document, Title 22, subsection 286, and the underlying Bretton Woods Agreement, you'll find these elements. One, Congress of the United States of America passes the Bretton Woods Agreement and statutizes a portion of it as Title 22, by USC, no doubt, 286. Two, in the agreement, Congress grants to the IMF the United States Treasury as the individual drawing account for the IMF. Three, the President, by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, shall appoint a governor of the fund who shall serve as a governor of the bank, close quote, USC 22-286A. The person the President chose as governor of the bank and IMF is the Secretary of the Treasury. Okay? And so as we move forward into this idea of this new global economic disorder, with the IMF being the World Bank, and the World Bank, being the World Bank, this whole thing starts to become more involved because all countries that are members of this are involved. So it's an international thing indeed, much the way that Harper stated in regards to Canada the other day. We all heard that loss of sovereignty quote. The elements of a quitclaim deed are these. One, there must be a grantor, a grantee, and assets or rights granted. Okay, these are the elements. A grantor, a grantee, and assets or rights granted. The author continues, in this case, we have a corporation known as the United States government. Its trademarks are the United States, U.S., USA, all caps, America, etc. Its assets are its treasury, the United States Treasury, and its purpose is to carry out the business needs of the national government of the United States of America. The owner of said corporation was the United States of America, the nation. The treasury of the corporation was granted by the grantor. The government of the United States of America, Congress and the President, is the grantee, the IMF. Right? Going to go right straight through this. The archives are available. The archives are free. You can listen to it 24/7, 365 at your leisure. Continuing, therefore, USC Title 22, Section 286 is a quitclaim deed of the corporation known as the, quote, the United States government, close quote, all caps, from the United States of America and to the IMF, which is owned and controlled by the United Nations. Upon review of these actions, as Spock would say, that is the only solution left when you remove all other options. Now, again, I'm saying that this is fiction. All right? Take it as that. I don't know the source of this material. It's very much in keeping with things that I've heard, but not everything that I've heard is true. And I'm just sharing it with you. from an email sent to us by a listener. No elections since 1944. Up to the point of the quitclaim deed, there was allegedly no conflict in interest between corporate USA and its owner, the national government of the United States of America. Well, I'll continue that paragraph right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I'm blowing into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. My, the time does go quickly. But this is a rather interesting and revealing piece of writing that was sent to us, and so we'll just continue through. But also remember that we're just a couple of weeks out from the midterm. Certainly here in Missouri, the primary election is coming up. And this is going to be an exceedingly important primary election because we have a lot of candidates out there that are challenging some of the eggheads that have been around for far too long. We need to start the revolving door going. I would much prefer working with someone that's newly elected with this idea of trying to speak truth to power than to get involved with somebody that's got his face so deep into the gravy train that he's drug his entire family for three generations through the muck. So, those people will do everything right up to death to keep their charade going. And so they are a threat to the nation. Continuing from the article here, it's not an article, it's a write-up. It's somebody's opinion. And that's all the more I'm giving it to you. It's just someone's opinion. It was sent to me by a listener. There are no citations. There's no note for the authorship. So just listen to it and get from it what you can. Up to the point of the quitclaim deed, there was allegedly no conflict in interest between corporate USA and its owner, the national government of the United States of America. But after the quitclaim deed, with the new owner being foreign and having foreign interests, there was a gigantic conflict of interest. Enter the problem, know what he seems to notice. The elections of the President of the United States of America and its Congress, etc., had for many years been completely managed by the Secretary of State's office. The Secretary of State is purely a corporate USA position. Therefore, when the Secretary of State held the election of those officers in 1944, after the quitclaim deed, that election could only have been for the corporate USA officers due to the conflict in interest created by the corporation's new ownership and those corporate offices, even though they have the same names as the government offices and could no longer sit in a dual role office. And so you've got the old congressional office building with the little velvet ropes in front of the elected officials' offices, and then you've got the new corporate congressional offices where they actually do business. Separate elections must be held, but they weren't. They still aren't. Therefore, there was no election of officers of the government of the United States of America, and all of America was none the wiser. The government was still there, and the Constitution was still alive and well and living in Washington, D.C., but once again, there was nobody sitting in the seats of the officers of government. It's like I said in the past, and I'll continue to repeat in the future, the Constitution of the United States of America is surrounded by brass and under glass in the mausoleum of all things Americana. It's on hold. It's still there. It's still useful. It's just that the corporation doesn't want you to see it, and they're not using it. Continuing, and just like it was when the Founding Fathers signed the Constitution, but the United States had not ratified it. There was a period of time when this document was floating around, yet unratified. They still hadn't put together the 10 Articles of Amendment. And until such time as it was ratified, it was just a GD piece of paper. It was a real controversial piece of paper, but when it was finally ratified, it became the framework for the government. It was set aside when the corporation was created. The government existed, but nobody was home, and that's the way it is today. There hasn't been an election since, and there won't be one until America once again wakes up. So even though we go out to the polls, all we're trying to do is gain access. Remember about political parties, and I've shared this directly from numerous political science texts, that the sole purpose of political parties is to gain proximity to or complete control of government. In other words, they are insurgents working inside our midst. Our founding fathers and many people preceding them wrote long and wise warning us against allowing parties and factions to creep in our midst. Do you think Beelzebub is going to cast out Beelzebub? Think again. Continuing from this writing here, this is fantastic, I know, but look at the facts. This is the only solution that makes sense. Not only that there are piles of evidence that prove these facts and conclusions are accurate, the states join corporate USA. Starting around 1962 and continuing through 1968, the corporation went to the states and pointed out to them that their own constitutions forbid them from participating in foreign currencies and or loans, bonds, etc., and yet they were dealing in the foreign note system of Federal Reserve notes. And I call to your attention and remembrance that they own it all, including you, by means of toxic currency. We've interviewed the authors here and on Mike Chambers Live coming up shortly. Mike Chambers' broadcast right after this one. Both Mike and myself have interviewed the authors, Robert P. McDonald and Robert Rowan, and they'll find much of this information in their book. The corporation went to the states again and pointed out to them that their own constitutions forbid them from participating in foreign currencies. But you know, well, I don't Come on, Will. Just stick with it. In foreign currencies and or loans, bonds, etc. And yet they were dealing in the foreign note system of the Federal Reserve notes. If the people were aware of this, you can imagine them painting a picture similar to that of the Magna Carta signing where the people held a sword to the king's head and said, sign or we'll get a new king. The king signed, and so did the states. One by one, they signed their corporations over as subcorporations to the corporate USA. Colorado rewrote Colorado's constitution, revised the Colorado revised statutes, and enacted a CRS Title 24 as the Administrative Organization Act of 1968, restructuring its laws in 1968. Said Title 24 is the new corporate charter for the, quote-unquote, all caps, the state of Colorado, which is a United States corporation, corporate USA possession. By 1968, all of the individual states had done the same thing. The California Republic became the all caps, the state of California. The Texas Republic became the all caps, the state of Texas. Again, Alfred Addix talking about the state and this state and the importance of understanding the difference between them. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania became the all caps, the state of Pennsylvania. Each and every state changed the name of their state to the state of blank by 1968. Discovery? By 1994, the people of Colorado discovered historical evidence that proved these facts and showed them how to elect an original jurisdiction governor. Even though the corporation, known as the State of Colorado, elected their corporate governor, the electors elected a different governor for their original jurisdiction's state government. Those two governors served full 4-year terms at the same time, one for the private corporation known as the State of Colorado, the other for the original jurisdiction of the Republic known simply as Colorado. That was the beginning. Since that time, 24 states have ceded original jurisdiction governors, and those governors have ceded original jurisdiction national senators. Where do we go from here? We plan to reseat the entire original jurisdiction national government and each of the state's original jurisdictions governments, and this effort takes an immense amount of work. Why is this starting to sound like Sam Kennedy's writing? Well, it might be. Where are you? Do you know? Time to look at that ship again, like a ship at sea. In order to plot a course, you need to know who you are, where you're going, and which way the wind is blowing. So even this author would concur. It's absolutely essential. We must know who we are and whose we are. Who are you, they ask. Answer, according to the National Foundational Law, they call this the King James Version of the Bible, one could contest that, God created mankind in his own image and gave man agency or free will to act in accord with his own conscience. At the end of the Revolutionary War, King George of England and the Pope recognized the people of this nation were individually sovereign in accord with that God-given inherent right to the agency of man. Nothing has changed that nature of mankind to this day, and that's who you are, a sovereign child of God. All right? That's why it's so very important. Choices have consequences. Even if that doesn't line up with your belief systems, remember that you're going to have to hold that to use the Declaration of Independence to any effect. Where are you? It continues. Answer. You're living in a nation where the chosen form of government is a constitutionally limited, I would say limited, Republican form of representative government. He says a constitutional republic. And where, historically, no elections of government officials have been held at least since 1944. And where a private corporation known as the United States, owned by a foreign power, the International Monetary Fund, is responsible for providing the business needs of the government, which government, again, is alive and well and living in Washington, D.C. There are just no officers of government sitting in the seats of the Constitution. Now we're going to run out of time. It's almost done here, this lengthy article. But, nevertheless, food for thought. Think about it. Sometimes a browser error creates an even better broadcast. Hope you enjoyed this today. I have this information. I'll send it to any that asks. And until tomorrow, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
If a
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.